This is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So head on over, get interactive. You can create an account, and you can submit show prep suggestions to the website. Of course, 90% of the suggestions probably aren't going to make it on the air, because, well, there's a bunch of them, and some are better than others. But that's part of the whole process, is our website allows our listeners to determine what's the best. When you submit something to the site, other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. And then the site aggregates the votes together, and it figures out which one's the most popular within a certain given time frame, or which ones are most popular. It promotes them to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and therefore more likely to talk about them. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Going to take your phone calls, and then coming up, Mark, you've actually, just a moment ago, for those of you just tuning in, I asked, can you justify this? We're talking about the police aggressing against a man for running the marijuana church down in Hawaii. And I asked, you know, how do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you go to sleep at night? How do you justify this to yourself, this aggression against other human beings, people who are not harming others? And they're not gonna answer that question, Mark, but you do have some answers by some police as to why they have aggressed against, in this case, peaceful cameramen, people who have recorded video in, say, public places of public so-called servants.
Mm.
I want you to pull that up. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, your phone calls to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Corby in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, I just want to tell you about your website. By the way, I like the new format, and it actually leads to more information, because once I read one of your links, it led me to a link on another, you know, website, and I found something that was kind of interesting that could be a pretty big conflict of interest.
Okay, what's that?
This one article about Verizon and Yahoo object to the prices being listed to the public of how much they charge police and agencies for their information being distributed. But Cox Communication and one of the others didn't mind charging for it. The other one was they charged $3,500 for the Cox Communication charged $3,500 for the first 30 days of a wiretap. Now imagine a big police union that has, you know, all this retirement money and 325,000 members, the Fraternal Order of Police.
Mm-hmm.
They could have a secret code. Hey, our retirement money's down. You know, tell everybody you need a Cox Communication warrant right now, or a Verizon warrant. You know, and nobody could ever investigate these people. And that kind of money is just, it's not enough that they give this information away, but they sell it. And it's, you know, the police could be, have a conflict of interest of why they want particular companies wiretap if the money's that expensive, you know.
You're going to have to run that by me again.
Yeah, who's getting paid for the wiretap? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the companies like Yahoo. Okay, started off with the article said Yahoo and Verizon object to the information being given out because this one person filed a Freedom of Information Act to find out how much law enforcement with the Department of Justice to find out how much the Department of Justice, all these law enforcement agencies pay communication companies to get information.
They pay for they. I didn't know that they paid these companies to do wiretaps for them.
Yes, and you know, Cox Communications, and they said they don't object. They charge $3,500 for the first 30 days, and then it drops to $2,500. And the other, it was the U.S. Marshals Service was the mm-hmm. first one to respond to the Freedom of Information Act, but they said the companies voluntarily gave these price lists over so they can't release it without the company's permission, which is kind of getting around the Freedom of Information Act, in my opinion, because these companies, it's our information, but...
I see.
Anyway,
so the people that requested the Freedom of Information, the people that put in the Freedom of Information Act request were denied the information initially about the numbers, but they obviously got them later on by what? How did they end up getting the numbers?
No, they still haven't got them from Verizon or Yahoo. But Comcast charges $1,000 for the
now,
first
wiretap. Now, why is Yahoo involved? I mean, Yahoo's just a web provider. Are they also doing phone service or something?
They might have chat, and you know, that could be somebody's service provider, mm-hmm. and it could be they want to see what kind of websites have they been to in the Yahoo.
And why would you suggest that the police union would be happy about having to pay that kind of money? That seems like they wouldn't want to pay the money.
Well, imagine if you own stock in that company, though, and you could tell your officers a secret handshake code, hey, I ask for this week, you know, this quarter asked for Verizon warrants, and then next month pump Verizon stock. I mean, imagine
you think a few wiretaps is really going to bring some company stock up?
Well, imagine on a nationwide basis of 1,000 wiretaps at $3,500 a piece, that's $3.5 million. I mean, just for handing over, probably just flipping a switch. I mean, if you think about it, how hard is it to...
Now, are these court-ordered wiretaps, or are they just the cops coming to them and asking for them?
It says they give them they gave them away to law enforcement agencies. I read something for Sprint has a website that allows the cops just to log in. Doesn't say warrant. Just say, here you go, law enforcement. You know, it's amazing how... It's like Verizon objects, because they say the customers would think their phones were being tapped, and they'll call and ask if their phone's tapped,
what you're saying is Verizon isn't objecting to doing the taps. They're just objecting to releasing the information.
People thinking that they're doing the taps.
Right. They don't want the prices or the fact that they said the spy capabilities would shock our customers if they knew we could release, you know, location information and, you know, other information about who you've talked to and everybody in your phone list. And to get your call list is only $40 per page from one of them. Cox Communications says it's only $40 per page to get a fax sent to you. So that's think about that. That's pretty expensive. If there's 20 pages of call logs at $40 a page for somebody to hit the fax button.
Thanks for running those numbers by me, and I get where you're coming from now. What else do you want to share tonight, Corby?
That's it. Mainly, plus I read one of your other things about it said the federal court ruled that wiretapping a cop is not a violation of the Federal Wiretap Act, but, you know, don't think it'll
actually... Wiretapping a cop meaning a
other
person?
Cops wiretapping
a cop?
Well, there was a thing on your website that said, you know, a lot of times the cops try to say that if you videotape a cop without his permission, it's wiretapping.
Yes.
But today, one of your, it's like on your website, number two on the links, but it said that the cops ruled that that's not a violation of wiretapping. So that could be good news.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I just don't think it's very well known. I think there's tremendous precedent, legal and otherwise, there's several cases, but that is not, in fact, illegal or wiretapping.
Yep, I see it right there. It's number three right now as we speak at freetalklive.com. Thanks for bringing that up, Corby, and thanks for the call.
Yahoo owns SBC Global. It's an ISP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
1-800-259-9231. Let me just pull that.
Mark, didn't you say that... I think you were the one who pointed it out to me, and then I've become very acutely aware of it now whenever I hear it. When you're calling in to a customer service line or something, this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
I don't know.
It doesn't say, do you give us permission to record this? Press 1.
Right. You've just been noticed.
You know, you're just being informed. Yeah, you're being recorded. Tough luck. That's it.
Yeah, according to Wired.com, this is the story Corby was talking about. Using an iPhone to secretly record a conversation is not a violation of the Wiretap Act if done for legitimate purposes, a federal appeals court has ruled. The defendant must have the intent to use the illicit recording to commit a tort of crime beyond the act of recording itself. So I don't know what do you think that would mean? Like, what? To use the recording to, like, blackmail someone, for instance?
I suppose. Blackmail. Blackmail is a funny crime. Asking somebody for money isn't a crime. Doing work to get money from somebody isn't a crime. Telling somebody that revealing true information about somebody isn't a crime, but saying that you won't reveal true information if you give me money, that's a crime.
Friday's decision by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which involves a civil lawsuit over a secret audio recording produced from the 99-cent recorder app, mirrors decisions in at least three other federal appeals courts. The lawsuit concerns a family dispute over the making of a dying mother's will. Days before the Connecticut woman died, her son secretly recorded a kitchen conversation between the son, mother, stepfather, and others over how to handle her estate after her death. The son, in a probate dispute, turned over the audio file to the court in 2008 to bolster his position concerning the estate of his late mother, who died without a will. The stepfather sued him, alleging a privacy breach under the Wiretap Act. A federal judge dismissed the case, and the stepfather appealed. The appeals court ruled that even if the son consented to his own taping, he could be sued for money damages for a breach of the Wiretap Act, and only if he did so with nefarious intent. We affirm, and in so doing, hold the exception to the one-party consent provision requires that a communication be intercepted for the purpose of a tortious or criminal act that is independent of the intentional act of recording. It's very interesting. Whether they rule the same way for their own guys is another question. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're free, archives included. You go, click, and download. It's that simple. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee or anything like that. You can just click. We got the last 7 days right there on the front page of the site. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to 2006. It's all free. And the archives, by the way, are brought to you by HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
the team here at Free Talk Live is happy now to partner with a humanitarian, linguist, and world traveler, Tim Cummins. Tim is raised in East Africa, the son of a Baptist missionary in Nairobi, Kenya. He served as the chief photographer and field producer with WTOC-TV in Savannah, Georgia. During his tenure, he was awarded 9 Associated Press Awards for journalism, including Best Documentary, Best News Story. That's pretty impressive. 9 Associated Press Awards. Tim worked as a media consultant for IMB in France, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Madagascar, and South Africa. He has a working knowledge of 6 languages. His last 14 years, he's been involved with community development, helping the immigrant and refugee population in Metro Atlanta. He has over 75,000 followers on Twitter, Ian.
Wow.
Yeah, 75,000 followers. Tim's new podcast, Verbal Surgery, is upbeat to the extreme. We're glad to welcome Tim and his own personal verbal surgeon. His podcast, Verbal Surgery, is one of our groups, one of our sponsors. You can check out the banner at our website, freetalklive.com, or just visit. Just search Verbal Surgery on iTunes. I've listened to just about all of them at this point, and I'll tell you, I find them to be edifying. I can see how some of our cynical listeners might not be interested in it. But
it's positive stuff. It
really
self,
is. It's great.
Kind of good stuff.
I walked away from it feeling good after many of them.
All right, so Verbal Surgery, look for it on iTunes. There's a website involved, isn't there?
You just go to freetalklive.com, click on the Verbal Surgery banner, and it'll take you there.
Okay. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue here with your calls. Phil is listening in Virginia to WSVG. Hello, Phil. Phil, in Virginia.
How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
One quick thought, you were talking about the idea of wiretapping, and someone brought up when you call a business and they say, this call may be monitored for quality assurance and so forth, and then they never ask you, they just record it. And you know, frankly speaking, I think that's pretty much the universal rule that if you call someone and they record the call, they should have the right to record the call. If you call me, you know, I should have the right to record the call. You know, it's our conversation. I took part in it. I can see where, you know, that would make sense. Wiretapping, on the other hand, usually involves a third party. That's where I have a problem with that. But between two individuals, one of them records the call for some kind of posterity or something like that, and may they make you aware that they may record the call.
Yeah.
You were made aware.
Yeah, I don't think that it would be wrong for somebody to put a tap on my line or for me to put a tap on someone else's line without their knowledge and then use that information against them. And
I think it's generally broadly accepted that that's pretty wrong to do. It's this case, but what's happening is they're trying to take that sort of notion is what wiretapping is based on.
Right.
And they're trying to take that and say you can't record a police officer doing his job.
And here in this case, the feds are actually, the appeals court is actually saying that they're saying that as long as you're not doing it for some sort of tortious or criminal act that is independent of the act of recording, that you can record conversations if you're involved in it, if you are one of the parties.
I would think so, especially if I have a cop calling my house and harassing me or something, which happened to me a long time ago.
But the case didn't involve the police. It was only a case that involved a family talking about a will. So I bet they would record. They would rule. They may rule differently if one of their agents is one of the parties. That's my suspicion.
No, I think this is interesting because my understanding was it did vary from state to state. The whole idea of one party or what they call two-party wiretapping, where one of the two people involved records a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the ones on the conversation itself, and they're having and that in many states that was not considered wiretapping, but in some states it was considered wiretapping, or it wasn't illegal, or it wasn't legal, excuse me. But this is a federal precedent now that says that's not.
That's the one issue that I have with this story, is it's not detailed enough to really make it clear what the. Let's see. It was Connecticut, I guess. I presume it is Connecticut where this happened. So they do mention in here at one point that it's a one-party consent provision of this federal code that they're citing. So I'm not sure how that applies to the different states and their different state laws. So I don't know. It's probably still a good idea to go ahead and let somebody know that you're recording just to CYA, you know. But
it's also just polite. Yeah. You know, whether it's illegal or not, it's polite to let them know. It's like you're not trying to catch them saying something embarrassing or something. You're letting them know, look, I'm recording. I'm doing it for a good reason or something. And then you carry on your conversation.
So, Phil, any other thoughts?
I had a different thought that I wanted to bring up, totally off this topic that I wanted to bring up, but it's something that is dominating the news as of late that I wanted to bring up because I haven't listened to the show in a couple of days. I don't know if anyone else has really talked about it, but the big deal with this mosque issue down in New York City and some people taking sides, yes, it should be built near Ground Zero. No, it shouldn't. My own personal view is, I don't know if you would agree or disagree, is that if they own the property, they have every right to build their mosque there.
Damn right.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I will say this. This is kind of my addendum to the point, though. Is it necessarily in the best taste?
I couldn't say that. I couldn't say that one way or the other. Most of the people making the assessment are people that don't live in New York City. So if you've got people who live in, let's call them red states, making a decision as to what should be built near Ground Zero in New York City, then that's not fair. I think that New Yorkers who are by and large New Yorkers aren't even American. They just aren't. I mean, you go to New York and half the people don't speak English. I don't think they
care. Doesn't mean they're not American, whatever that means.
Well, what?
Anyway, go ahead.
Actually, now a large contingent or growing large contingent of construction workers who are saying we don't agree that this should be here. We don't agree with the principle. You know, they'll even say they had the legal right to do it, but since we don't agree in that of its presence, we won't build it. We will not take part in the construction.
And that's the only thing they can do. That's
I kind of have a problem though with people who don't think it should be there even. I mean, I think it's really built on a bunch of misinformation about, I think a lot of bad connotations are being
about
tied
Muslims
to people. Yeah, in a groupism kind of way. And most Muslims are incredibly peaceful, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's point out that there's a guy building a gay bar aimed at Arabic men right down the street from the Muslim, the mosque. And he's reached out to the mosque, and the mosque is saying, hey, look, we don't want anything to do with you. So these people who are being discriminated against are discriminatory at the same time.
Bill,
it's hard to feel bad for them.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll free 866-372-9000.
9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. Features including our wiki with the over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
What's the reason that you don't write your Congress critters on important issues? It's because you know it's pointless? It doesn't have to be. Your voice can be raised with tens of thousands of other people's voices. You can go to downsizedc.org and sign up now for their downsizer dispatch. They will let you know when Congress is working on nefarious stuff, and then you can use their system to, you know, get on board with thousands of other people who are writing them all at the same time, sending the stuff not like email to their mailbox, but through their websites themselves. They can't even avoid this. Go to downsizedc.org and sign up for their downsizer dispatch, like I am, and Ian, like you are.
Indeed. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. We will continue with your phone calls. And then, Mark, we're actually going to get to some cops defending their actions. We'll explain that in a bit, but first we go to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind, Eric?
I just had a question. I was out with some friends and my friend's parents, and they're very, very conservative Republicans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the topic came out about me moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and they wanted to know about it, but I kind of wussed out, and I didn't want to tell them what it was, you know?
Why?
Because
this has happened to me.
Yeah, they're not gonna like me anymore. You know what I mean?
You can bend it into the right direction. I mean, I would say that most people would view the political activists that are moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project as likely as Republicans. I mean, does anybody disagree with that?
I don't know.
Most?
I'm not sure. I don't get involved in the politics scene. So I know that Andrew Carroll
here.
Make
an assessment?
Andrew Carroll here in Keene is a Democrat.
There's some Democrats. There's some notable Democrats that do well on in you know as
the
far
first
as,
the first activist that was elected was a Democrat.
Yeah, these are anecdotal. I'm asking about most
anecdotal.
Fine. Okay, now you've corrected my verbiage.
I don't.
Will
know.
You answer the damn question?
I can't say. I mean,
answer it yes or no.
I wouldn't say they are Republicans, but they've gotten mostly involved in the Republican Party. I would say that they're, you know, they're pretty liberty-minded folks that have made one choice over another based on politics. I think that the areas in which they are living in New Hampshire are largely Republican areas, and they've chosen to get involved in the Republican Party because they know that getting involved in the Libertarian Party is probably a waste of their time. So I don't know if that means that they're Republicans. I don't think that Andrew Carroll's a Democrat either. He's
you're
just chosen to get involved.
You're a Democrat. If you say you're Republican, that's all.
He's chosen to get involved in the Democratic Party. Well, I don't know about that, Mark.
How about the people? I mean, you know, people that come through the Republican philosophy. Wouldn't you say that a great deal? I would say most of the people that are you know active on the political side, as far as the Free State Project, probably came through the Republican end of it rather than the Democrat end.
Maybe a true statement. I've never taken a poll, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, if I said like you know. I disagree with the drug war and, you know, pretty much every war that the government has claimed. I just feel like I'd probably get a very negative reaction, and it'd probably be really awkward, and I just kind of wish that.
Wait, from the Free State Project or from Republicans?
From Republicans.
Just, oh.
From these parents.
Specifically the parents of his friend, right?
Right.
So
you can take it from an angle that Republicans would more likely appreciate.
Yeah, you can say I'm moving to New Hampshire to work towards smaller government.
No, even if you said that you disagree with the war on drugs, you think that the war on drugs is wasteful economically, and it forces people that would prefer not to pay for the incarceration of people that haven't hurt anybody to have to pay for it. And that's tyranny.
Unless you're talking to somebody that absolutely is against the idea of drugs and doesn't care about that stuff.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that. But I also have one more thing.
Well, by the way, just before you go on with your one more thing, who cares if you offend these folks? You're leaving.
Yeah, I know, but it's a really good family friend of mine, you know.
I see. Oh, so it would have offended your friend as well, not just his parents?
Well, no, probably just his parents. My friend, he didn't really care about anything, but, I mean, not literally, but. No,
I was going to say, hopefully he cares about feeding himself.
He can't shake his cage. You know, he can't rattle his cage.
Gotcha. You know, whatever you want to do, man. I mean, obviously you don't want to recruit people like this, right? I mean, if they're intolerant, then certainly you don't want to pander to them. You don't want to tell them this is something that it's not, the Free State Project. You don't want to make it look like it's going to be up their alley when it may, in point of fact, not be at all.
You could point out the Republican governor of New Hampshire welcomed the Free Staters.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's what these people care about. They care about enlarging the size of their tents or whatever. And as long as you're inside the tent, they don't have that much bad to say to you.
Anyway, go ahead with your other thoughts.
Oh, I got a letter in the mail from the Texas Department of Transportation, and it says to the driver of the vehicle below, and it you know has all my information for my car. Recently, a citizen reported an incident of littering from the above vehicle. The information was reported to us through our Report a Litter program. This program is an educational and outreach program effort on the part of the Texas Department of Transportation and the Don't Mess with Texas Anti-Litter campaign. And
okay.
Then below they list why littering is bad.
There's no fine or anything like that, right?
No, thank God.
Okay. Yeah, well.
It's just browbeating you.
If it's true that you littered out of your car, then it was bad of you to do that. Was it you? Did you do it?
Oh yeah, I mean I did litter. I had a cigarette, but you know.
Don't throw your cigarettes out the window, man. Cigarette smokers are treated like second-class citizens.
Well, not the only
act like it.
It's not the only reason.
It's largely it. I mean, I can tell you it enrages me to see them throw their. I used to smoke. I never did that.
It bothers me, not as much now as it used to. It used to enrage me. I'd be like, why? Those things are nasty. Why are you just discarding them?
Yeah, they have ashtrays in the car for a reason, right?
I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just, the fact that they have a program where...
What do you mean you didn't do anything wrong? You littered, dude.
I'm not, you don't think that's wrong? No. I'm not saying I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I see.
I don't agree with littering. I just don't agree with a program that... You know, I guess sort of conditions you to rat on your neighbor.
Well, that's the it's the nature of public property, right? I mean, like, what else are you going to do when you have property that's owned in a a public sense? Then people are going to feel free to throw their crap out of their windows of their cars when they go on it because they know they don't have to clean it up. You don't throw them. I mean, you don't throw them on your lawn, likely. If it's your lawn, if you rent, then you're probably more likely to do so. So that's the nature of that. And then what do they do? How else do they handle that scenario? I suppose the people that own it, which is supposedly the public, are going to, they need a place to be able to report other people that are abusing it.
Yeah, it's one of the least objectionable government programs I've heard of. I mean, certainly they're spending money to send those letters out. That you could object to that.
Right. If you were in the public park taking this swing set down with a blowtorch, would you think it was wrong if somebody reported you to the cops?
No, that's
it's just
fine.
It's just a more extreme circumstance.
Yeah.
You're still vandalizing the property by throwing your crap on it. Now, I think that there's an argument to be made in the area of litter when you're talking about biodegradable stuff, the shells of walnuts or an apple core or something like that. I think that there's a gray area in litter. However, I don't think cigarette butts quite fit in that gray area.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. At least they didn't send him a fine on somebody's report. That would be I would object to that, but just sending a letter saying, hey, please don't do that, not the most objectionable government program.
And cigarette smokers, to some extent, the ones that throw especially throw the butts out the windows, this is part of the reason that you guys are treated like crap. Is because, you throw your butts all over the place. You're litter bugs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the ones that are conscientious about their butts. I'm talking about the ones who are not. And it's
lazy.
Not okay.
It's lazy.
Well, it's part of it's cool. It's cool to flick a butt.
Oh, is that right? I mean, it's really the pinnacle of laziness because it's that much more difficult to stub it out in your ashtray and then take it out and put it in the trash can. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the Internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you enjoy the fact that we give you everything on our site for free, well, then you can step up and voluntarily contribute to the show through the Free Talk Live AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program and expose new people, therefore, to the ideas of freedom. So if you think that's worth the price of a cup of coffee every month, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, you get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. In fact, Mark, you had somebody send you an email confused about the AMP program that they weren't sure where to get all their perks. It's all listed in the AMP-only forum, and maybe I haven't made that clear enough, so I'm going to work on that this weekend to try to make that a little more obvious for folks. But
when I went to the AMP-only forum, I didn't see where the perks were.
There's a whole sub-forum there called AMP Perks.
Okay.
So it's right there at the top.
Put a star next to it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that, but nonetheless, we'll try to make things a little more obvious for you. Amp.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get amped. Let's go to your phone calls. Joe is listening in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just picking up on your conversation about the iPhone audio recording,
yes,
wiretapping,
sir.
Ruling.
Yep.
And I guess you expressed a little, maybe a little confusion, and it is quite confusing. Mm-hmm. I thought I would take a stab at maybe trying to make it more confusing, possibly.
Okay, please.
Each state has state laws on wiretapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some states I know, like, for example, Maryland, a few years ago, there was that a woman who recorded a congressman or somebody or whatever on a cell phone in Maryland. Big stink 10 years ago or so. But anyway, a little bit to the point is this ruling comes out of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, okay, which includes certain states. It certainly includes New York, includes, I believe, New Jersey and Connecticut. And I think the controversy started in the state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know what the wiretap law is in Connecticut, but there's a federal wiretap law. In New York, you can have only one party needs to know, has to be aware of a wiretap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, up in New Hampshire, where you folks are, in Massachusetts, in the state of Maine, well, they fall under the first circuit. Okay? So the first thing is, this ruling might be a little bit newsworthy, but it doesn't even apply. It's not the law where you live. You follow me?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Right? That's why I said it's probably a good idea to go ahead and notify people they're being recorded anyway, because you don't want to rely on the courts because they can change their minds and as you're saying,
right.
The different districts, et cetera.
Right. And it, right. The law where you live, let's say on this controversy, only becomes this ruling could only possibly become the law, say, where you live, if the Supreme Court were to take up the case.
Correct.
Then it's the law of the land. And so it's like a really confusing situation, and I guess I would you've already said it, but I guess this certainly shouldn't give any comfort necessarily to anybody doing anything except possibly it is the law in New York now.
So generally, even when people, when people mount a defense, when lawyers mount a defense, they will often use case law from other states, Louisiana being the poorest choice. So they'll often use case law from other states. So it is helpful, if not firm, right?
It's real I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you it's really helpful. But see, there's a thing that's often referred to as, like, as you say, somebody arguing case. Well, there's binding law, and then there's binding law, it's precedent, and then there's what you're saying is there's, other cases that might be on point and might have something to say about whatever the controversy is.
Mm-hmm.
The crux of the thing is binding law is only what, in the Second Circuit, I happen to be in a state covered under the Second Circuit, that is the law in this territory. It's not the law in your territory, but it's newsworthy. This thing is somewhat newsworthy because you're absolutely correct. When the controversy, if it should come up in New Hampshire, they're going to be reading its opinion and put in front of another federal court judge, and maybe it'll become the law in where you live.
Maybe it won't. Yeah.
Right. It's real complicated. I guess I don't mean to get so esoteric.
I think that's great. Thank you for point. No, please. I think you did a fine job.
And thank you for the clarification. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not at all. I appreciate
Thanks,
your show.
Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. So, as I say, regardless of whether you're in New York or in California or whatever, better to CYA, cover your booty, and let them know that you're recording a call. It doesn't hurt. In fact, it'll change people's behavior, too, by the way, when you are, for instance, the police. If they know they're being recorded, they may behave in a less violent manner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although it could change in the other direction. They could lash out, steal your camera, and break it. So there's always that possibility as well, which is why you should have more than one. You get one camera, you got one audio recording device,
and
another person with another one, et cetera.
A secret one is always a good idea, too, because they never know. You can go to freedomcam.net. They have some ones that you can hide on your person. It's
cool.
A great idea to have extras.
Right. Well, that way you can tell them, I just want to let you know I'm recording this encounter. And they go, grab your camera, bust it on the ground. You're still recording the encounter.
Yes.
And you inform them.
Yeah. Now, one might be able to argue that at that point the police officer had the expectation of privacy.
And they can say, or at the court, they can say, turn off your camera. Okay. Click.
Right.
Turn off that one.
Right, because saying you're recording doesn't mean you're shooting video. It just means you're recording. So whether you're recording video or audio or whatever. Plus, you can also bluff as well. If you don't actually have your recording device or if it's dead on batteries or something like that, bluff them. But just want to let you know I may be recording this encounter. Then you're not lying. You're not telling a lie, although it doesn't matter. You can lie to the cops.
I've been meaning
to
put stickers on my car.
Hmm?
I've been meaning to put stickers on my car.
Are you being recorded?
That anyone that approaches within the vicinity of this vehicle may be recorded.
That's great. That's a great idea. But you might want to go ahead and let them know anyway, even when they approach.
Yeah.
Because they might not have read the stickers. There's that possibility. 800-259-9231. In fact, speaking of cops and recording, we're going to get to that story coming up here in hour number three, the police defending arresting people for recording them in public places. But first, we go to Rob in Arizona. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, great, Rob. What's on your mind tonight?
Just been wanting to touch on. I was listening in a little while ago, and you guys were on the subject about Yahoo and other companies spying and wiretapping and all that other stuff. And I don't know a lot about that, but there is something that Alex Jones touches on, a subject about kids that are doing homeschooling, and while they're homeschooling, they're spying on them. To see, they have cameras in the government laptops to spy on them to see if they're actually doing their work or goofing around.
Well, they wouldn't be being homeschooled.
Right. There's
a government laptop.
This was a circumstance where one school district gave some laptops, gave a bunch of laptops to students, and then you use the webcam to spy on the students.
That's right. And take pictures.
It was horrible stuff. But it was
legitimized by the system. They said, yeah, nothing, no crime was committed.
No crime was committed, but they didn't say that it was okay to do it.
Well, wait a minute. If there was no crime committed, then that means it's okay by their laws, Mark, by their system. That means that school district is free to continue operating in that manner.
Well, I wouldn't trust any computer given to me by the government.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't trust the government with my kids and their education. So get your kids out.
Yeah, but the thing is that not only that, they were spying on them even when they weren't doing school. They were spying on them when they were dressing, when they...
Yes, at all times. Stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry if we didn't make that clear. Those cameras were if that laptop was on, the camera could have been operating and taking pictures. But the ruling in the case was that there was no crime committed, so the government's, it's covering itself, it's backing itself up, and it's basically saying, yeah, when we take pictures of kids in their bedrooms, it's fine. But if you were to do the same thing, of course, like the teenager next door, you'd be in big trouble.
And just one real quick thing I want to touch on is I'm a young kid and I'm only 15 years old, and I've been getting into Alex Jones a lot because my friend introduced me to his videos.
Well, you should be
YouTube.
Careful. There's a chance you might get angry. There's a lot of anger in that particular program. I mean, I'm sure Alex has the best of intentions, but he's still stuck in the anger zone. So thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. More coming up here. You can take control. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.